We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. How's it going, my friend?
It's going good. Going good. Glad to be here 2 weeks in a row. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is breaking records. That's sad. I know. That's so sad.
Unfortunately, it's definitely a 2014 record.
Yeah, it is actually. Oh, it's only April, right? It just started. Oh, wait.
Yeah, we're into the second quarter already. Hate to tell you.
Oh God. So today I'm anxious for this to finish. It's the first time. Usually I love every second of it. I'm sure I will love it, but
I'm anxious to get rid of me
because only a block away from me is David Tennant.
David Tennant, like the Doctor Who guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're filming down the square, just down the street.
Well, are they filming Doctor Who or something?
Oh, how I wish. No, it's a show called Grace Point, which is supposed to be a U.S. version of Broadchurch, which did very well in the U.K. I think it's kind of ironic that they got a U.K. guy doing a U.S. bit. But anyway.
In Canada.
In Canada. Well, yeah. Well, most of your shows are done in Canada these days.
That's a good point. Good point.
And they're all driving with California license plates. I'm like, really? Oh. Brother.
Awesome. Hey, we're in a new day and time now. Am I right?
I haven't got any confirmation of the exact time, so I can't say much to you guys, I'm afraid, but I think at this point they're just happy we're getting something done.
Well, I saw an email today, actually, since we're recording this, that we're on it Thursdays at 4 o'clock now.
Awesome. There we go. Well, we're late.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Anyways, we're getting it out there. We're getting out there every week. Just so everyone knows, we are finally officially launched on iHeartRadio. It's pretty mm-hmm. awesome, huh?
That's awesome. What, they got like 30 million downloads?
It's crazy. I think just in the talk radio section alone, there's 7 million potential listeners a day.
Nice. And if you go into iHeartRadio's website and you search for SEO, guess which show comes up first? Nice.
Nice. Like it.
We're even optimized for iHeartRadio.
Ah, there we go. So we didn't have to do anything. Yeah, it's all about picking that domain. I mean, our name.
Yes. See, now, Ross, you're supposed to tell them that we worked really hard to make sure it was optimized within the system.
Yes. And then we'll charge a nominal fee to help anyone else get in there.
Yeah. But not for SEO.
No. No. See, I wouldn't be able to do that because I think the owners of Webmaster Radio, Darren and Brandy and the gang and our awesome producer, Brasco, I think they took it took months to get
it. Oh, yeah, it did. It took 4 or 5 months easily. They're working on this last year.
Literally, yes. Yeah, so it's great. Anyways, it's a huge growth spurt for Webmaster Radio, and we're really excited to hopefully be talking to a whole new group of people. So, hello.
Absolutely. If you're listening to us from iHeartRadio, welcome.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we have, I think, over 160 episodes now on the back track there. I'm not sure if iHeartRadio is going to download all of them and have them all available, but you can find them on SEO101radio.com if you ever want to go to that. That'll direct you to the iTunes. So just in case you want to get it. But yeah, I think we got a few things we've said that have been of some use over the years.
Yeah, I think so. See, the stuff we've said in those 160 episodes is standard basic SEO, not stuff that's going to be changing every month, like you know, if we're trying to do that black hat or gray hat stuff. We got some good quality information that'll pass the test of time.
Yeah, except maybe every 2 months. We are dealing with Google here. I mean, authorship has changed already a few times.
I know. We keep you up on the changes, but the basic stuff that we talk about should never change. Good content, you know, good structure, that all stays the same.
Yes. In fact, just be awesome.
Yes.
So that's our motto. Just be awesome.
Is that our new catchphrase or tagline? SEO 101. Just be awesome.
We're trying to get these people from iHeartRadio to actually continue listening, aren't we? Okay, let's get on to some news. Google on IE8 has dropped the SSL and passes full referral. Oh. So let's sit on that.
So this is interesting. If you're using or your visitors are using IE8, you're getting full refer data in Google Analytics. So you're not going to get the note provided because IE8 drops SSL, which is really kind of interesting. I don't know if it's a bug. I don't know if it's a precursor to things to come, because we know there's changes coming to this whole not provided situation in the next few weeks. Is this a precursor to what's going to happen? Personally, I doubt it. I think it's more on the buggy side because it is Microsoft. But just saying.
Yeah. I'll get no arguments here.
Yeah. Because they've been very clear, at least Cuts has been clear in saying they're very, very happy with the way it's working on the organic side. I think the not provided changes that we're going to see in a few weeks are going to fall more heavily on the paid side, personally. So, but if you're seeing some refer data come through, it's probably because those users or you are using IE8.
I don't get how they do that. That's bizarre. I don't think a browser could strip that kind of data.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, then again, I guess they can. I mean, they can see, obviously, the page you were on and what search you did.
Yeah.
Weird.
A browser can add it. They should be able to strip it.
God help me. I might actually like IE8 today.
Bite your tongue.
Just a day. Yes, we're Chrome men here. I like the Chrome. Anyway, that's good news, I think. Whether or not they stick to it, that'd be really cool if they did.
Yeah, and for those of you who haven't heard or missed the news, just a couple weeks ago, was it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was announced, was it at SMX East?
West.
West, SMX West. It was SMX West. They basically, Google was on a keynote panel and said, there are changes coming to not provided. They've heard people are not real happy the fact that there's a hypocrisy between organic and paid, where organic you don't get anything and paid you get everything, and people are like, that's not ethical. Google's listening to that, and they said they're trying to figure out what to do. They're going to make some changes coming soon, so let's look for those. We'll keep you up to date on it. As soon as we know anything, you will too.
You know what, if Google had just listened to our show, they would have known that months ago.
Yeah. Or if they would have read any post on any SEO blog that said anything about not provided.
Yeah. I mean, we may not represent, we may represent the SEO community, which they could care less about, but we have represent a lot of companies too. They
That's true.
Seem to forget that, you know, we have a few clients and those clients give them a lot of money. Sometimes no matter what, it's not like this not provided thing has made them spend more on Google Analytics. I mean, Google AdWords. It's just, you know, I've got clients that have both SEO and AdWords. So it's just, I don't know. It's just annoying.
So I know this is on the script for what we're going to talk about today, but since we're on the topic, us going off topic, ooh. So how are you dealing with not provided and your clients? What are you telling them? How are you trying to help them adjust to this new kind of non-keyword-based reporting?
Guesswork? No, I'm just kidding. We use the AdWords tool. Obviously, we have to go through all those steps now to get into it. The AdWords keyword tool, whenever we can. We're also getting what little information we do get from those other search engines. there is data there. We can also find out if all those are lacking or we're still a little bit unsure. We're going through the process of the rather painful process of looking at the landing pages and trying to determine what the keywords were. It's not ideal. But in terms of explaining to the clients, we're just blaming the hell out of Google.
you got to blame Google. So there's no one else to blame. We're doing something similar. We're really putting a high emphasis on educating the client about what's happening, why things are changing, why what they're seeing in the reports are different, why realistically the fact that we, you know, can't see traffic to a keyword it's okay because keywords fluctuate a lot anyway in rankings, and there's always, you know, universal rankings. So there's a lot of factors that make, you know, keyword specific data not that reliable anyway. So what we're going to or trying to push people to or trying to help people understand is better is just overall traffic volumes, overall conversion numbers, as opposed to, you know, how much traffic did I get from this keyword. And it seems to be working. We're getting some pushback from some clients, but most of the clients that we're talking to this way are accepting it and understanding. As long as we do that education part first.
Yeah, well, what I find is during the sales process, I'm extremely clear with people that it's about conversions. We want you to make money, not just get rankings. However, when it comes down to the dollars and cents at the end of a contract or the midst, you know, during those major points where we're discussing success, they jump backwards and they want to see rankings. And, you know, even if we have increased the sales, of course, they're not as hard-nosed about it. But let's say that the campaign's going on average, which often we've increased some sales, some haven't. Our rankings have increased, some haven't.
So there's a great tool with inside Webmaster Tools. When they push back on rankings to show them, then they go, oh, okay, I understand now. So if you go into Google Webmaster Tools and you go down to the keywords, and it shows you in the list where it shows you impressions, and you can look at the impressions for different keywords, you can actually drill down into the individual keywords. You click in through Webmaster Tools, drill down to an individual keyword, and it will show you which pages were ranked for that keyword at which position and what the impressions they got there. Most times, it's almost guaranteed that you'll see three or four pages ranking for that same keyword, and you'll see at least five or six different positions they were in the last 30 days. You can show them, look, your keywords rank, that the positions fluctuate dramatically. You're looking at five or six different positions in just the past 30 days for four or five different pages on your site. This is why we look at keywords as a KPI, but not necessarily a metric or a goal that measures success, because it fluctuates so much. And if you can show them that inside of Webmaster Tools, they usually, the light turns on and they understand.
Yeah, KPI being key performance indicator. So yes. For anyone out there with a business, pretty important stuff. Now, am I losing my train of thought? I just might be. I think on that note, let's take a quick break and we get back. I've got a couple
Ross,
of
things. Ross will have his train. Ross will have his train of thought back.
That's the goal.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for the 18th Annual International Web Award Competition. Web Marketing Award winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, and links to your site from the highly ranked Web Award site. Visit www.webaward.org to nominate your company, site, or organization. The call for entries has begun, and the deadline to enter is May 30th, 2014. Go to www.webaward.org and sign up today.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So we were just discussing some of the data you can get out of Google Webmaster Tools. And for anyone out there who's new to this, new to the old world of SEO and web marketing, Google Webmaster Tools is something you should be, if you have a website, you should be claiming your access. So essentially, type in Google Webmaster Tools within Google or Bing. You should find it pretty quick. And go there, and it's going to ask you to log in to your Google account and add a site. Essentially, you're just going to add your www dot or whatever it is for your website, and it'll ask you to verify that you own it. It's got a few different options to do that. Once you've verified it, bang, you get access to a ton of data that Google, well, hoards, huh? I guess you call it.
it's pretty much everything they know about your site that they're willing to tell you, and there's tons and tons of tools and information in there. They're just invaluable. Yeah. And when I'm out presenting in local markets or you know, I'm talking about this to people, I give people a huge list of all the different things that Webmaster Tools does for you, from impression data to keyword data to backlink data to robot text checking tools. And I give them all this big list, and I say, but ignore all that, because that's not why you want to sign up for Google Webmaster Tools. It's free and everything's great, but those are not the reasons you want to sign up for Webmaster Tools. The primary reason in my mind to sign up for Webmaster Tools, because that's the only place that Google will proactively reach out to you and talk to you about what they know, or if they have issues with your site, if they're having problems, if they're going to give you a penalty, they'll send you a message inside of Google Webmaster Tools. It's the only place you can get that information.
More accurately, talk at you or shout at you.
Communicate.
Get any
with
idea
you.
That there's any sort of reciprocation going on here?
Yeah. It's not a two-way communication. No. They're going to send you messages, but you won't be able to get them anywhere else.
Yeah, and then it's just a matter of detangling what they're saying because it's not often very clear.
Quit trying to dissuade people from doing this. They need to be in there, Ross. It's good information. It's not always easy to decipher, but it's information that you won't get anywhere else.
Yes.
If they send you a message and said, we have applied a manual penalty, it doesn't matter that you can't understand what the manual penalty is, but now you know you have one.
You are being put in jail.
Yes.
Why? Why? No one's answering. Yeah. This is hard-earned sarcasm. You know, we've been around the block. Now, oh wow, more Google. I'm shocked. Hey, you know, actually, I see Google a few times in our script here. So you did a wonderful job today of curating our show. So what's next here? Google Maps cuts. Google!
Google again. So it was interesting that the cuts actually came out and made a statement talking about penalties, which he normally doesn't talk about penalties. They try to keep that under wraps as much as possible. but he basically said that almost all penalties are for quality violations. And basically, and we're talking about penalties here, not filters or technical issues. We're talking about actual penalties where somebody on Cuts' team says, this site is doing bad and we're going to penalize them. It's for quality violations. So if you're seeing technical issues with your site and you're seeing those kind of problems, things like cloaking, that's a technical thing. Most, you know, it's not, you're not going to get penalized for that, but people don't do it that much. What I'm taking from this is people don't do that kind of stuff as much anymore. Most of the penalties that they're giving out are for quality violations, which is really interesting to me because that means that, A, either people are forgetting that these kind of techniques are out there or they realize that Google catches them very, very easily, so they just stop doing them, which would be great if that's the truth. Or they just really focused on nothing but quality. But I think it's the latter. I think people have realized that if you try to cloak, you're going to get busted. So they've stopped doing it. And they're looking for other ways to try to manipulate. And most of the time, they try to manipulate through techniques that cause bad quality content.
Yeah, and the point here is it's violations versus, and it's even in the title here, versus bugs. So you have a mistake on your site. There's an issue. In general, you can get that corrected. And again, in general, get your rankings back or whatever it may be, or Google may not even, you know, they can detect a bug pretty quickly and just see that it's a mistake. If it's obvious that you're doing something and you're violating their webmaster guidelines, you can expect to have to bend over.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because a bug, you might drop by the rankings because of a bug or because you did something technically that was a mistake. And you fix it, you'll come back, in my experience, within a few days, normally, you'll come back, as long as you're getting crawled regularly. A penalty, however, you fix it, you have to do a reconsideration request, and even if you do a reconsideration request, how long you stay penalized, Google has said, depends on the severity of what you did. So you could come back in a few weeks, it might take you 6 months to come back, even after you've done a reconsideration request and fixed things, because they were really pissed at you.
If you come back at all.
If you come back at all. So it's interesting, you know, when you think about that, if you have a bug, it's a much better situation to be in than if you have a penalty to begin with, because you can fix a bug and then probably get back in relatively easily, as opposed to a penalty, which is they saw that you were doing something that they thought you were intentionally trying to manipulate them, and they said, nope, boom, penalized, and that's much harder to come back from.
Yeah. And a note to everyone out there, the biggest reason for ranking drops in the last while for me, it's always about what's on my plate a lot. Our companies coming to me saying, hey, we last year we switched our website to a new design and we forgot to do redirects. So
or didn't know that you were supposed to do redirects.
Well, that's it. Yeah. So what redirects are, everyone, is when you change a website, oftentimes you're changing the addresses of each of your pages. They got new names, perhaps the There's a whole new format to the address, the URL. Well, if that's the case, you got to make sure that, let's say it's the same content that was on the other site. Well, you want to make sure that anyone who goes to the old address is redirected to the new address. It's called a redirect, and we call them 301 redirects. That's the technical term for it, because it tells Google that this is permanently redirected content. This is the new location. It's like saying you've moved your home. This is where I now live. It's not I'm not visiting. I'm living here. This is where you need to send all my mail. Well, in this case, this is where you need to send all the traffic to this new page. If you don't do that, all they get are 404 errors. The Google will just see a busted page, essentially. And
make sure you don't own multiple homes and live in all of them.
Okay.
No vacation homes allowed.
Now we're getting, technical.
So the easy way to understand this, when I explain this to people, is if you change a single character in a URL, any one character in a URL. So if you take a page that's mydomain.com, contactus.html, and you change it to mydomain.com/contactus.htm, okay, anybody who knows web design and old school HTML knows that HTM and HTML are the exact same thing from a web extension standpoint. They can serve the exact same pages. But because of that one letter difference, Google will see those two pages as completely different pages. And any equity you built up on the first page, so say you've had the HTML page there for years, and you've built equity in search through the history and links and all that kind of stuff, that equity, when you take that L away, disappears because you have a brand new page that has zero equity. So if you're not doing the redirects that Ross is talking about, the 301 redirects, that 301 status will actually transfer that equity from the original page to the new page.
Yeah, and if you have, let's say you're panicking right now, you should know that if it's happened recently, or I don't even know what the guideline would be or cutoff, but I would say even if it's been a month.
I usually say up to 3 months. You can usually kind of recover some of it up to 3 months.
Yeah, I would say close to all of it, though, if it's just been a month.
Yeah, true.
And in those cases, you can set up the 301 redirect, and you'll probably get everything back, and the site will fairly quickly restore its rankings. Now, again, assuming a lot of things, like your content's the same, and it's still as optimized, it's still, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, this is just important points we wanted to cover on, and for anyone who may be new and listening, these are key points to keeping your website healthy and maintaining the rankings you've worked so hard to build.
So you know what the first thing I always check is when someone tells me, we redesigned our site, you know what the very first thing I always check for? Robots.txt file. I can't tell you how many times in my career someone says, we redesigned our site, we lost all our rankings. And my immediate thought is, they didn't do a redirect. But then I go check the robots.txt file, and whoever built their new site had put when you build a new site, one of the things you should do,
I think we should leave a cliffhanger here and take a quick break, and then you can explain how the robots.txt can make you lose everything.
Yes, it can. And it has many times. All right. We'll do that.
One moment.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
And a pitch.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, us, let our in-house printing and CD, DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. Moldingbox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. And da-da! It's time to get to the cliffhanger.
So when a web developer builds a new site, they need to build it online somewhere, but you need to be very sure that that development version of your site doesn't get indexed by Google or any other search engine before it's ready to go live. So one of the primary ways to do that is to block the site with a robots.txt file. So the robots.txt file will say, basically, it'll disallow the robots to go to any pages on the site, the root directory. What happens way too frequently, it's probably in the 30s or 40 times in my career I've run across this. When the designer launches the new site, and they're all happy because they finally get to launch this site they've been working on for months, and the client is thrilled, and it's beautiful, and it works fine, in all that excitement, they forget to remove the robots.txt that blocks the search engines. So they've got this brand new site that's live, and they're telling the search engines, don't you dare come index my site. And they can't understand why they just lost all their rankings and they just lost their new site's not performing in search. You got to go in when you have that, which you should. That's the right thing to do when you're developing a site, but make sure when you launch a site, you open it up to the search engines with that robots.txt to get rid of that block.
Yeah, it's both a happy time when we're looking at a website and we find out that that's the reason why. But it's also very sad because we don't know that really that was so much of it. We just say, okay, open it up. Then we have to wait to see how things go. And then we get all the rankings and we don't get any business. But just the same, it is astonishing how bad and how often this happens. And it can be devastating to a business.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You're closing your doors and saying you're closed is essentially what you're doing by putting this up. And you might be able to retain some of the traffic again when you open again, when you find out a mistake, but it's like anything over time, it just wanes any interest in your business.
Yeah.
Gives me the chills. Yes. I even had a client recently, and this is so weird. The person had their old designer, they had been working with him for a while, had created a site for her and had forgotten to change some of the links on the page that went to the dev site. So main navigational elements of the site were going to this crazy domain that had absolutely no relevance to her content. It was a weirdly worded domain. And it was open to search engines, but that was even worse in a way. So anyway, we wanted to do a slow transition using 301 so we make sure everything is clean. Designer wouldn't do it. She said, no, just take it away. Well, of course, we're just worried about everything, all that equity that might have been built on that other domain. And oh, what a mess. It's just a mess. I can't say enough how much it helps to have someone who's technical just review things as things are launched.
Yep.
That's part of the whole process.
And that's the other side of that coin. You just mentioned it, that if you're building a new site and you're designer has a development environment and they don't block it from search, and that whole development environment gets indexed, and they'll say, oh, well, no one knows where it's at. It just takes one link, or just, you know, or one link in a Gmail. I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sharing it on, a Facebook page so one of your coworkers can take a look at it or something like that. It just takes one link for them to find it, and they crawl it. Now you've got your whole development site indexed, and if it happens early enough in the process, it could be indexed for months before the real site launches, and then you're launching duplicate content. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're just got a whole new mess. Absolutely. You're launching in, it's like, you know, being in a NASCAR race and one of the lanes is mud and you're in that lane. You're going to lose.
I know that doesn't mean your name is Mud. Don't take it too far.
Your designer's name should be Mud. At that
yes,
point.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you know what? We didn't even get to some of the other parts of the show today, but I know we have to call it a close here. But we've got some good content for next time, so that's good, right?
Yeah, we've got some good stuff to talk about still. Absolutely.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thanks for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. Yes, that's a place to be for all those out there who don't have any experience with it. You got to go there. It is awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely.
And our community is even better. Like, it's amazing. There's so many people there that are just really putting their time in and answering questions for everyone and anyone and everyone. It's been great.
There's definitely some smart people in there in the community that are really helping out a lot. I really appreciate the help that we're getting there from the community. Yeah, it's amazing.
I never get a chance to get there. It's embarrassing. So I go there and I'm like, oh, thank God they're helping people.
What was it? So you posted a comment somewhere and the next comment was, somebody woke Ross up.
I know. I shouldn't be laughing. It's bad. I don't honestly, like, I've got, being a owner of business, I my time is ridiculous. I've really got to find a way to do it, though. I want to be there more often.
It's fun.
Anyway.
It's fun.
We digressed again. How do we do that? Now? Pretty obvious. We're, Anyways, everyone, enjoy your week, and thanks for coming.
Now we're Thursdays at 4 o'clock Eastern time.
That's right.
All right.
And
well.
John, cue.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.